Now the KSL in-depth. Terrified TikTok junkies are freaking out. Their favorite fix might disappear. The federal government could ban TikTok. The House voted to do so unless the company sells. Joining me live, hopefully, to figure out what's going to happen next, ABC News technology reporter Mike DeBusky. Mike, thanks for joining us. Do you think the Senate's going to go along and TikTok will be on the tightrope?
Well, I'll say we're certainly closer to a TikTok ban than we've ever been in the past. Talk of a TikTok ban first kicked off, Jeff, back in 2020 when former President Trump signed an executive order to ban the app. That got pretty quickly tied up in court and never really ended up going anywhere. This most recent effort from Congress first started last week when a bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, which seeks to ban this app if ByteDance, its Chinese parent company, does not divest from TikTok within 6 months of the bill's passage. Of course, the big question is, will the Senate take this up and vote? Similarly, various senators have said various things. Does not appear that there is as much of a consensus on this bill as there was in the House. And there's no corresponding legislation in that body. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer does not have a plan to bring this legislation to the floor anytime soon. So the timeline here is a little nebulous. Will this reach President Biden's desk before or after the 2024 election? I think it's an open question, though it's worth mentioning the president does say he will sign the bill if it ever does reach his desk.
So I was only sort of kidding when I said terrified TikTok junkies are freaking out. Some of them are. And what do you tell them when they hear that TikTok might be banned?
Well, there's two buckets of concern here that lawmakers are raising. One has to do with TikTok's Chinese parent company. The concern being, of course, that the Chinese government could come knocking at ByteDance's door and force them to share data that it gathers on American users, things like phone numbers and geolocation data, even access to phone calls and browser history. That is obviously a major concern. And then there's this sort of emerging concern that the Chinese government could use TikTok as a means for propaganda to leverage pro-China messaging and get it in front of eyes that would otherwise not see it. TikTok says they have 170 million users here in the United States. You can imagine that would be attractive to people who are trying to leverage any kind of messaging, whether it be political or advertising. So that's obviously a major concern for lawmakers as well, though it's worth mentioning that last one, there's no real evidence of that happening, but clearly lawmakers are concerned that it could happen. Future.
What has happened is the House has voted in favor of this. There's no measure in the Senate. So for this moment, but probably not for long, the effort is stalled. Thanks a lot. ABC News technology reporter Mike DeBusky.